Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid.
Yo, what up, players?
Remember when I used to be
dope? Motherfucking liquor license. Yeah. I was supposed to have a guest on today, but she was too hungover to do her... Well, no, she went to work, but she was too hungover to do fucking the show, which I think is a bunch of bullshit, if you ask me. I got that young tree man... he's hanging out, but he's not on mic, you guys know that. Tree Man's elusive, like a mongoose. That's why, like, in high school they called him the mongoose. Sorry, I'm just kidding. We had a day of, oh, I gotta get you cue cards. Went and got pizza and hung out. Well, you're gonna have to use this. I told him a story about these dudes I used to work with, or no, I used to bowl with. Now, I think I've told this on the show before, but, I mean, fuck it. Let's hope we have some new listeners and they've never heard this story. And these guys worked for Wicked Pictures. All right? And they, is that enough? There you go. They worked for Wicked Pictures. And they worked in the warehouse. Now, at the time... This is 2002. This is probably like right before the big internet boom. I mean, it was still going on, but like Jenna Jameson was on Wicked Pictures, Kobe Ty, fucking somebody else I can't think of. TT Boy was there, Peter North, you know, all the good. Blue Meanie, Manu. All right, so... These guys, yeah, I bowled them for like 3 years, and they were fucking obnoxious. Just the one dude was Puerto Rican, their guy was Mexican. That doesn't make a difference. I'm just saying that they're obnoxious and everything. Let me knock this back, doggies. It is liquor license. So I would have to corral them. Now, I've told this story. I have told this story, but fuck it, I don't care because it's funny. I'd have to corral them into... Like, guys, just fucking stop being drunk assholes. No, this is me that has to actually say this. Stop being drunk assholes. And they would, okay, dude, like, just do one more picture, dude, it's fine. Okay? All right. Like, and they'd always bring me shit. Like, I had all kinds of Wicked Pictures fucking swag. I had, like, a parka and, like, T-shirts. And he'd always want to, like, give me pornos, but, like, the pornos were, like, really, like, sleazy. Like, not sleazy, just tease me. Lady, take it easy. They were just, like, I don't know, like, blacks on whites and shit like that. Like, just stuff I wasn't into. I'm like, I can find all this shit online, doggy. Why do I need a motherfucking, why don't you give me a DVD? It makes no sense. So, they would, they brought in another team of bowlers, all right, which is, for a bowling center, that's what you want to do, obviously, and you want people to promote within. But the other team of bowlers also worked with them, and the one guy was, like, real shit. He was, like, a younger guy. At the time, I'm probably, like, fucking 26, 27 years old, and these dudes are, like, late 30s, 40s, and they bring in a team so that they get money. So, Brandon, they bring in a team. Holy fuck, how many more times can I say that? So, they're all laughing the one day, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? They're like, oh, yo, the homeboy, whatever his name is, Pete, John, whatever, he got promoted. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. Like, are you guys, like, pissed that he got promoted? I'm like, fuck, no, we didn't want the job. They're like, we were offered it. And I said, like, well, why? Why wouldn't you want to be promoted? This makes no sense to me. And they're like, yo, he's, like, the quality assurance guy. Like, he's got to go through and watch all the DVDs that come in and make sure that they work. Like, he's got to go through, like, almost, like, every third DVD he has to watch and see if it skips or anything like that. So it's not like he has got to watch a full fucking porno, but like he's got to skip around. And I'm like, oh, dude, I mean, the guy's getting paid, you know, probably $25 an hour to watch porn. Like, what's the major issue here? I don't see what the problem is. Like, no, you don't get it. We just signed like a whole new thing, and all we're putting out for the next 3 months is dudes jerking off. So he has to sit there for the next 3 months and just watch guys jerking off, and he doesn't know. And that fuck, I laughed my fucking nuts off. Like, I thought that was great. Now for $25 an hour, would I watch guys just jerk off? I mean, that's a pretty easy job, right? You could probably drink at that job. I don't know. Right? $25 an hour. Would you watch guys jerking off? You don't just nod your head. Okay, you wouldn't. Okay. all right. Like, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. It really is. I watch a fucking, like, regular porno with, like, a chick that I like, maybe. I don't know. Porn chicks have gotten so fucking... Again, okay, what am I... See, Luke just said this. All I do is I talk about fucking porn, so I've decided not to. All right. Even though I just did for the first 9 minutes of the episode. So, like, I went to... Oh, fuck. Where the fuck was... Salsa and Beer. And I got to tell you guys... I'm giving them a plug right now. They're a new sponsor, Salsa and Beer. The one in fucking Van Nuys sucks. It's like there's 10 tables, and it just looks like a taco cart that they put a roof on. But then the one over here is like this really, it's like where you'd go for Mother's Day or some kind of shit. Like, it's like a nice place. And I never understood it. I never understood, like, how, what a difference. That, like, fucking another person won't do the fucking podcast. Cool. Oh, fuck, family's grieving. So, go to Salsa and Beer. Now, they take my favorite thing off the menu that I always got. It was like, it was a very Americanized taco burrito anyways. It was like a barbecue chicken thing like that's not very Mexican, but they prepared it very well. So I got something different, and motherfucker, is that place never not busy. Every time I go to Salsa and Beer, it's out the fucking door. I'm like, it was like Sunday at like 9 p.m. And it's like, okay, maybe it'll be like, there's no football game on, the game's already over, there's no other sport on. 9 p.m. And they're like, yeah, it's an hour and a half wait. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, well, can we sit at the bar and eat there? Yeah. Luckily, there's like two huetos. That means white guys, if you guys don't know. They're sitting at the bar. And they're like, oh, hey, man, we're leaving soon. If you guys want these seats. I'm like, fuck yeah, man, that'd be the tits. And get there, and this story was going somewhere. Oh, I had a whole fucking... I don't even want to talk about it. Stupid. Who cares? Nobody wants to hear it and or cares about it. So it doesn't matter. But just say I had a talking to from somebody that I talked to. That's the most teeth thing I've said in a long time. Like, and by the way, I didn't sleep at all that night. I didn't sleep at all. Nobody cares, teeth. Teeth, if you're listening, I'm calling you, man. We're doing a podcast together. It's going to be called The Centipede Hour, all right? You're hosting it, and I just, like, make fun of you. That's what we're going to do. It's cool. So there's no way you're listening, so it doesn't matter. A little fog. Sorry. I just blew up the mics. But again, so, okay, just so you guys know, Salsa and Beer, anybody who lives out here, go there. Anybody who's never been out here, go to Salsa and Beer, and you come out here. It's a fucking great restaurant. And so it was Sunday, so we had the games played, and the Gatriots lost, luckily, to the Broncos. But I could care less. I don't like either team anyways. Fuck Peyton Manning. Fuck Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the best quarterback of this generation, maybe of all time. I'm saying that. I'm putting it out there. It's either that or, like, Bill Belichick is the best coach of all time. I mean, like, these guys every year are in it. They're... in it, maybe they don't win, but I'm saying that you're like, oh, the Patriots could win, you know, every fucking year. So if you're a Patriots fan, be happy. But actually, don't be happy because Brady's going to be gone soon. I mean, the guy's like, what, fucking 38 years old? And, you know, Broncos fans, I mean, yes, they're in the Super Bowl, but this might be the end for Peyton Manning. So, hey, Brock Osweiler looked good. Now, on a total reverse side, like the Panthers, they kind of put a beating on the Cardinals. And I'm only worried because I think the Seahawks are going to be good for a couple years. But the Cardinals are in the same division. So we got to play them twice a year. So that's normally one loss, one win. But if they're this good every year, like, fuck, man. They just didn't. The Panthers are like the team of destiny. They're going to win the Super Bowl. I'll give it to you quick. 31-17, Panthers. All right, write it down. Call your bookie. See what you want to do. Lay some AC Deuces, some flip-flops, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Panthers. Easily Cam Newton will be the MVP of the league. He'll be the MVP of the Super Bowl. It's Cam Newton's league right now. We can't do anything about it. You know, it was Peyton Manning's for a while. It was Brady's for a while. The new era is here. Those guys are going to retire soon. So now we got Russell Wilson and we got Cam Newton. Andrew Luck, I guess they really try to push on us, but he kind of had a shit year. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe Jameis Winston will be. I don't know. Nor care for that matter. I really didn't care that much this year. It's like, eh, my team has been there the past 2 years. Like, what? If they get back, that's awesome. But now that they're not there, like, I really just don't give a fuck. You know, it's like, would we have went to the Rose Bowl if Iowa wasn't in it? No. No. Wrong. I don't know. But I guess we'll have a party over at Mike's. Mike's. I'm gonna, Mike's. There's two Mike's. Dude and dude. Oh, speaking of Mike, like, he bowled a 299 last night. Motherfucker. He was a pin away from a 300 game. God damn. He bowls, I don't know what he had his first game, but he bowls a 138 and then a 299. All right? Like, motherfucker. Like, that's one pin away from perfection. Everybody was watching. I mean, the pressure had to be on. I know. I've been like, I've had 10 deep, and I'm like, yeah, I start to get shaky. It's not from the DTs. It's just like, in general. And I don't know. I mean, but he seemed cool. He was cool and clean. And he wasn't baked either. Maybe that's why he bowled so fucking well. But, dude, I don't think so. Sorry. I was told that doesn't sound like Mike at all. And not from Mike, from other people. That's not a good Mike impression. So, if you don't know who Mike is, don't chime in, bitch. Sorry. Fuck, man. 299 fucking A. That would have been fun. Oh, to see somebody throw a 300 game. A guy who deserves it. Like, that dude's been bowling for, like, a long time. So, on Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. This is going to be probably a first and last that this will ever happen. But we have this. It's a new TV show, I want to say, on ABC called Telenovela. And the cast wants to watch the show upstairs, come down and bowl. I'm sorry, this is Monday. Who cares? Come down and bowl, and then go back and watch the West Coast feed. Then my boss is gone. So I get all these weird, like, requests. Like, hey, the Stars are all represented by Miller's Coors, so can we get them some Blue Moons or some Miller Lite? And I'm like, okay. So I go into Jerry's, and I'm like, okay, so I need 8 Blue Moons. They're like, oh, yeah, Blue Moon just tapped out. I said, okay, can I get 8 Miller Lights? Yeah, we're out of Miller Lights. I'm like, how the fuck are you out of Miller Lights? This isn't my apartment. Like, how are you out of Miller Lights? That makes no sense. You know, it got to be like a fucking good-selling beer. Okay, Blue Moon is on tap. So, like, okay, the keg pop, fine. But, like, Miller Light, like, in the bottle, like, okay. I don't know why I'm bitching about it. But so, all right, I got to go back to him. Like, I could get him Coronas. They're like, yeah, but we really want to promote because Eva Longoria has a deal at Miller Coors, so if we put it on social media, I said, okay. I'm like, I'll go to the store, and I'll just buy a 12-pack of Miller, and I'll sneak it up here, and then you guys can take the pictures. They're like, oh, okay, you'll do that? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. So they go down there bowling, and I go to the store. I get the fucking 12-pack of Miller, and I bring it back up the stairs. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I'm getting paid right now to buy beer for a fucking TV show. Like, I don't know. That, to me, it was awesome. You know, I should have had one. I didn't. Watch a show. It was funny. I don't know. It was okay. It's sort of like a ripoff of, like, Jane the Virgin, if anybody's ever seen that. That's kind of, I actually sort of like that show. But I, had to buy beer for clients at work. We spent a lot of money on these people, too, and they didn't pay us a fucking dime. A fucking dime! The, my boss likes to do these free comp things so that it's seen on social media and on, like, when we do, like, free TV shoots. We do free TV shoots, and they do it so that, like, the Pins logo is all over the shoot, which they tell us it is, and then you go back and watch, and you're like, okay, I saw it once. Like, what the fuck? You know? But, treatment, give me one. I got a producer today. Yep. Speaking about, okay, I did talk about the Oscars last time, but I didn't really discuss the big backlash of black people. Is that, I don't know if that's the way to put it. I'm saying, like, people are really bitching that there's no blacks nominated. I mean, weren't there no blacks nominated for fucking 65 years? Like, just because Denzel and Halle Berry won, Halle Berry, hallelujah. Like, I don't know. What name? Okay, here's the thing. Listeners, tell me, like, a good black movie that came out this year. I don't know. I couldn't name one. I don't really look at it as, I mean, all right, that's the most liberal thing I was about to say. I don't look at it as black or white. I just look at, like, the movie. You had the black dude in fucking Star Wars, okay? And I thought he sucked. So, like, the biggest movie of the year has a black dude in it, and I thought he did it not that great, but okay, maybe I'm wrong. Besides that, like, honestly, like, I can't think of, like, was Denzel even in anything this year? Like, I don't know. What the fuck, man? Why is anybody else, like, pissed? Why aren't, like, the Native Americans, like, well, we didn't have a Native American in this year. So, like, we're going to fucking boycott the Oscars. Chris Rock is hosting. He's the blackest motherfucker alive. The guy's, like, purple. He looks like California Raisin. Like, why? Bullshit. It's fucking stupid. People just will bitch about motherfucking everything. Everything. That's it. Just bitch. Just, like, let shit go, yo. Like, soon enough, the Oscars are going to be... the best animated film is going to be bigger than best picture. That's the way it's going right now. Because half the movies are fucking... Did Avatar win? Truman, give me a head nod. Did Avatar win as a best picture? I know, I'm pretty sure it's nominated. But, like, that fucking better not have won. Because, I mean, that was an animated film, basically. I wonder if that fucking thing won. What the hell was up against that year? I want to say, fuck, was that 2009? I don't know. I think that did win for best. Okay, maybe I'm completely fucking wrong. But I wonder if it won. Oh, man. Honestly, like, out of the movies that are nominated, I talked about this last week, I haven't seen them, and I have no desire to. I mean, Mad Max, like I said, I like, but, like, it's kind of like just an action movie, like, I really don't give a fuck.
Avatar didn't win. Hurt Locker won that year.
That year? Oh, yeah, okay, that was the thing, because it was his ex-wife. So, James Cameron's ex-wife, whatever her name is, won for the Hurt Locker, and he lost... Yeah, that was like a big, that was the woman's year. And the year before that was the black year. And now this year it's the white year. And now everybody's up in arms fucking about it because it's the white year. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Stop. Everybody fucking stop with color and fucking nonsense. Sorry. I'm not going to drop N-bombs. I'm just saying, like, it's a pain in the fucking ass, dude. But I don't know. All right. I just sound like a degenerate because that's not the word I was looking for. Because... I'm not black. I'm not a woman. So White men in America are privileged. Sure. Sure we are. We also pay more for student loans. We also fucking are always criticized when we do some good because a black guy could have done it. You know, we lose jobs. Like, you couldn't be a fireman out here because we're not Hispanic or black. So, like, fucking whatever, man. I don't know. It's... What are you going to do? You know, you're not... You don't choose what race, creed, or fucking sex you're going to be. It's chosen for you, homie. You feel me? Write that down. That was a good-ass fucking rap lyric. The, Oh, hang on. I'm using the wireless. I didn't have to, but it's always fun to have this. Yes, I'm supposed to have Amanda on today. Yeah, she's too hungover. So I call, well, I don't call, I text, like, four other people. Well, I don't know if I want to come on, like, I'm not fun, I don't have good stories. It's like, just fucking, does anybody just, like, try to, I'll sit there and have a talk with you at the bar for 45 minutes, and it goes just fine. But if I put a microphone in front of your face, all of a sudden, like, you clam up. Stupids. Sorry. I like this new Fitzsimmons podcast, Sunday Papers. He just reads, like, stories and, like, comments on them. It's a cool idea. There's another guy I heard the other day. His name is Razzle Dangerously, which normally I would say yuck. That's fucking stupid. Why would you name yourself that? Why would you even come up with that, Razzle Dangerously? But hearing him on the podcast, I was on Crab Feast. I don't know, like, he was really, like, legit, like, knew what he was talking about. He's a comedian, used to be a musician. I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I feel like a scumbag for just seeing, I just saw the guy's name and got angry about it. And I'm like, what am I, Luke? I don't need to get angry about this shit, you know? But I do a but-ums a lot. It's either and or but-ums. But-um. Beautiful day today in the neighborhood. See, this is what happens. You don't have a guest, and you do a fucking podcast 3 days after your last one. You ain't got shit to talk about, player. You ain't got shit. Tree, do you got any more cue cards for me, bud? I need something to talk about. All right. Are you just, see, okay. All right. I like it. All right. So, Donald Trump. Okay. I'll weigh in now on my presidential stuff. A lot of, did you ever get people who were just weird about it? Like, oh, I don't discuss, like, if I'm Democrat or Republican, I'm not going to tell you who I vote for. It's like, who the fuck cares? Like, if you voted for Obama, like, do I hate you? Or if you voted for Mitt Romney, are you a piece of shit? Like, who? We're just trying to have an adult conversation. I don't understand why. I know that you guys all know out there, listeners, that that just echoed through the whole fucking courtyard. That what does it matter? You know somebody that, like, you're like, hey man, so, like, did you go vote today? Yeah, I did. Who'd you vote for? Oh, yeah, I don't want to say. Did you vote for Satan or Hitler? I mean, what the fuck do you mean you don't want to say? The Antichrist? Is that who you voted for? Who some think that's what Trump is. But, so we got shitty people on the Democratic side. All right, you have, like, the lineage slash prestige of Hillary Clinton. Also the idea that she'd be the first woman, which is, like, something people look at. Then you have Bernie Sanders is a Jew. Yes, okay. Per my producer, Bernie Sanders is a Jew. So that those two right there would be two firsts. And then I start to realize, and then, okay, so then you got, what, Trump and a whole shithouse full of people on the Republican side. You realize that, like, it's just becoming, well, we want to vote for the first of this. We want the first woman in office. We want the first Latino. We want the first Jew. We want the first gay, whatever it may be. Like, this is what our elections have become. They're not really based on anything anymore except for that. You know? And then you got a guy like Trump, who I don't hate. I don't. I mean, I'm a registered Republican. But this would be the race where you'd want to have a third party candidate. This would be the time because nobody kind of knows. You know, when Obama was running, you know, who's the first guy? Who's the first guy he ran against Obama, that old John McCain? All right, he ran against John McCain. And there's a part of me where, like, I kind of want to vote for John McCain, but I'm like, God, this guy might die in office, man. Like, this guy's old. And he fucked himself. It was sort of like that Kennedy-Nixon debate, like, when they did their debate, like, Obama was just so much more charismatic. Not that that should matter to a president at their charisma. Either they do a good job or they don't. I don't think any candidate right now is going to do a good job. I think that they, I don't know, it's just bad. Everything's kind of bad. Like Hillary, like you can't believe a fucking word she says. Bernie Sanders is kind of like an outlier, dark horse sort of guy. Trump says he's ridiculous. I don't even think Trump wants to run. I just think he wants more publicity for himself, honestly. Like I don't think he thought he would get to this point. You know, I've talked about this ad nauseum. But if it was a third party candidate, like I want to say it was Clinton, maybe it was Clinton Bush, was at 92 when Ross Perot ran, and he had okay numbers, but that was like the first time a third party like really came up. And then Ralph Nader, always with the Green Party, always had his name in there. And people would vote for him just because, oh, Ralph Nader, like fucking... Didn't, like, Roseanne Barr run, you know, last time? Or, like, Mary Carey? I mean, like, a porn star? Like, don't... Anybody can run. But I'm saying it's, like, now, like, a strong third party to really, like, shake up our system would be awesome. You know, I'm so sick of hearing Republican, Democrat. That's it, you know? You have some independents, but, like, how many independents are there in Congress? You know, on the Supreme Court. None. They're all Democrat, Republican. I mean, like, that's all we've become. And it just wasn't the case before, you know? But I think people are just too, like, they're too much pussies, like, to, like, say, oh, hey, I'll vote for this. Like, Weird Al, he should run. I'd vote for Weird Al for president, all right? I don't know where this came from, but I'm telling you, if Weird Al ran, he seems like a smart guy, all right? He ran like a fucking, he had a whole polka band when he was, like, 14, made all kinds of money, made all these records, all right. No, you could say Weird Al's sort of hacky or goofy. Fuck no, Weird Al's a smart guy. If Weird Al ran in 2016, I'd vote for Weird Al, all right? Yankovic for president, that's all I'm saying. Maybe not, I don't know who's like, I don't know who his running mate would be, but, you know. What if it was Sarah Palin, too? I mean, this was fucking Politic Minute with Brandon. What the fuck ever happened to her, Sarah Palin? She's had sort of like a hot daughter, and she was sort of hot for a little bit. And she looked like a hotter Tina Fey. And then she just sort of like, okay. She, like, everyone's like, oh, she's going to run again in 2016. Like, I haven't heard fucking one word from Sarah Palin. I wish it was Sarah Nalen. Sorry. So again, Weird Al 2016. And then, I don't know, put Adam Sandler as his fucking vice president. Or if we're going to actually vote in Donald Trump, like a reality TV star, like, come on. Then just do, like, I don't know, Bill Bellamy. Make Bill Bellamy the fucking vice president. That'd be sweet. Weird Al and Bill Bellamy. No, you know what? You need a gay woman. Maybe Latino. Michelle Rodriguez. All right? I don't know if she's old enough to run for vice president. All right, so you got Weird Al as president, and then Michelle Rodriguez as vice president. I like that ticket. Yankovic Rodriguez, 2016, and it's just like him with like a fucking accordion. I don't know why people vote. I'm going to, you know what? I should hit Weird Al up. I mean, what do you think he's doing right now? He's got to be doing something, right? You're not that dumb guy. I'm sure he likes politics. Plus, he's a Jew. There we got everything then. If it's Weird Al and Michelle Rodriguez on the ticket, you got a Jew, okay? You have an entertainer. You have two entertainers. You have a Latino, a woman, and a lesbian. Weird Al, Michelle Rodriguez, 2016. I'm voting for it. That, I'll fucking... These fucking guys still aren't here. Holy shit. These maintenance guys are supposed to come here and fix all Luke's shit in his bathroom. Because supposedly... People take shits in his bathroom and they fuck it up, meaning like they make the toilet run. But like, they, that makes no sense. I mean, like, the only person who takes a shit in Luke's bathroom is Treeman. All right? And I don't think his shits are that legendary that like they fuck up the toilet to make it run and clog up the sink. Makes, unless you're shitting in the sink, Treeman. I'm just saying, like, it makes no sense that for people using your bathroom, that like that shit would happen. But all right, cool. Well, hopefully these people are gonna be here. Fuck, they said between 12 and 4. It's fucking 3:00. Let's go, players. Yeah, besides that, Luke actually cleaned up the apartment. I did the week before, and then he did. It's still fucked. You can't like, cause we do a weird thing when we clean. We don't have a lot of lights on and shit, so you don't see everything. But these goddamn hardwood floors, Brandon, they just don't, you hear that? Here, listen. That's Luke's toilet. That's what they're coming to fix. I left a note. Toilet runs, sink is clogged, shower head drips. Shower head! What drips about it? I don't even see what he's talking about. This is my old fucking thing, too. I should have taken this one, man. The fucking shower head I have sucks. This is a nice one. Bitch. Sorry, Luke. I went in your bathroom. I'm just walking around the apartment now. Now it's just becoming one of those shows. I randomly just look at things and make a mention of it. I gotta do fucking laundry. I hate fucking doing laundry. All right? I do one fucking load a week. That's it. Unless I sweat through my sheets, which I haven't. I've been good. I'm making my bed. See, you guys, how much fun is this? You get to listen to me make my bed. Fucking A, dude. This is so cool. Man, I would say I'm going to give it a week, but I'd probably be number one or two on like the podcast charts. I mean, who doesn't want to hear somebody make their bed? It's really kick butt, you know? All right, all you assholes out there who listen to the show, fucking be a guest. Come on, be a guest. I know Treeman ain't. He's just in here looking at me. But like, somebody, come on. We'll have an interesting conversation. We don't have to talk about like sucking dicks or anything like that. Been done, been there, done that. You know. All right, I'll give you an NBA prediction for no reason. I really haven't followed the NBA all year. This is going to be a tough one. Golden State and Cleveland. Okay, there you go. Easy. I imagine Vegas, that's like the... Like, you don't even make any money. Like, you got to pay if you take a bet on them. Let me see where I'm at here. Play it. I wonder if Luke is doing the show right at this time. No. In a couple hours, he will be. 33 minutes, fucking A. What else can I bore you with? Treeman, give me another card. Okay, teeth. I actually kind of like this. Treeman, we're going to do this from now on, man. I like this, like, having some production. This fucking guy, teeth, all right, which I don't even think I have to describe who this guy is.
By the way, like, you should describe me.
I don't know why he talks the way he talks. I haven't talked to the fucking guy since Treeman's wedding. Wait, I'm wrong. What was first, Thanksgiving or your wedding? Your wedding, okay. So I talked to him at Thanksgiving. So now he lives in like a studio apartment down in like Bellflower, which is like fucking southeast LA, Nipville. It's all Asians and all casinos, which, all right. Oh, Brandon. I'm stealing Luke's character. You say you like Asians. Why don't you move to Bellflower? Oh. But he always would show me pictures now of like some chink and be like, look, I fucked her last night. Like, that's cool, dude. That's fun. I'm like, so how is your apartment set up? Like, I'm trying to actually engage him in a conversation, not just him being like braggadocious or talk about chicks that he fucked. He's like, well, you know, I got like, now I got stuff. You know, Thompson lived there. I didn't have any stuff. Then Tree Man moved in. I didn't have any stuff. Like, you know, I wanted to get some stuff. I'm like, okay, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? He's like, well, I got a couch. I'm like, okay, you're an adult now. Cool. I got like I got my TV. I just play video games on it. And I got like a curtain for my room. So it's like not even a studio. It's like, you know, two separate rooms. I'm like, so you put a curtain up over your bed. That sounds like a mosquito net. It sounds like you should be in fucking Libya. All right. That's what you're, Nigeria. That's your fucking idea of having a separate room is doing that. He's like, fuck it, dude. I only pay like $750 a month. I only pay fucking $750 a month. Is that teeth? That's not even teeth. That's like just some other asshole character I made up. And I'm like, that's cool, man. Like, so you just play video games? Yeah, I'm like, you know, I got chicks over and stuff. A lot of Asians, dog. I'm like, cool, man. Like, hook me up with some Asians. He's like, you got to come down here. You'd have to get down here. And I'm like, you never go to the Valley, bud? You never have an Asian chick that we can go to the Valley and like hang out and like, fuck it. I don't even want to hang out with you. So I asked him to do a fucking, because if you guys remember, listeners, all right, number one, Teeth was LGR producer, quote unquote. And then we did Third String All-Stars, which is our sports show, Teeth, myself. Actually, fuck that. We did Dear Mr. Fantasy for 12 episodes, and that was just me and Teeth. Holy fuck. I totally forgot about that. Dear Mr. Fantasy, all we talked was fantasy football. That's the nerdiest shit I'll ever say, and it was the nerdiest time I ever had. At the same time, it was just me arguing with Teeth. So we're like, let's get somebody else in here so I don't fucking kill you. So we asked this guy, Mac, to come in, and we changed it to Third String All-Stars. And I want to say they went 12 to 14 episodes before Teeth quit the radio station. So in talking to him, like, well, dude, if you ever want to do, like, another podcast, man, maybe just, like, not a sports-oriented one, like, we just do a podcast. He's like, okay. I've been thinking about it. I don't know what the format will be, but I got to wait till 2016. This is, like, at Thanksgiving. I'm like, why do you got to wait till 2016? What great thing is going to come up in 2016 that, like, we didn't have before? Oh, boy, no, I'm not talking about that. Give me another one. Oh, this is like charades, guys. Tree Man is just, he's writing down notes on little cue cards for me to talk about. It's kind of fun, right? Okay, he said the pig pen, which would mean, like, chicks that come in and out of this apartment. I've been pretty consistent with the same one. Luke, too, I guess. Like, I haven't seen any women around here. I mean, he fucked that troll up in Santa Barbara. That's about it. And I know he misses a handful. I don't know. I saw a picture the other day, and I'm like, motherfucker, man. Like, it was just a weird picture. And I'm like, God damn it, Sean, it was pretty back then. What happened? You know? But whatever. I digress. But yeah. Like I said, somebody got mad at me this weekend. I don't name names anymore on the show unless there's somebody that doesn't care about that. I asked Bridget to be on. Like, yeah, baby, what do you need? Barry, Nicole, Barry, yeah, what's going on? What's going on, baby? Yeah. We good? We good? I asked her to be on? No. Asked Jess to be on? No. Amanda to be on? I got this Luke rented all this shit for me, okay, because he's doing his show. So I got a motherfucking Zoom, a wireless. God damn, do I even have that? I better, or else I'm going to be in fucking deep shit. Okay. I even took a mic from work. Hey, dude. I'm not at work. To have Amanda on. And it's not just 3 times I talked about it. 3 times. That's what a fucking pain in the ass it is. I want a guest, guys. I'm not talking about shit. I'm looking out the window. I'm looking at Tree Man on his fucking computer. This is what's popping off right now. Sucks. Fucking sucks. I need a song of the week. I can't think of one or else I'd end this cocksucker right now. I know I already played The Weeknd, so it'd have to be something else. Do you ever have a day where you want to lay on the couch in your bed? I don't lay in my bed unless I'm going to sleep. I don't know what you guys do. Like if you could just fucking lounge in your bedroom. But like when I'm up, I'm up. I gotta get up. I don't mind like laying on the couch, taking a nap, whatever it may be. But it's like just such a nice day. And you got the air coming through, windows are open, and it's like, fuck, I gotta work in an hour. God damn it. Right now I'd watch Mission Impossible 2. You know, I don't know why I made that reference, but okay. I did that last week and I watched like the fucking Hunger Games. And it's like, fuck, this is nice, man. I gotta do this more often. Normally what my day is like comprised of is get up and then have a breakfast beer and sit outside on the patio and play the Marvel Contest of Champions, yep, on my phone. But if I don't do that, and I actually have, like, say, 3 steady meals a day and sit and watch a movie, it feels so much better. So, Brandon, they're asking. Luke, I'm sorry I'm stealing that character from you, but it fucking makes me laugh. I don't know, man. I got nothing to talk about. I've come to like, this is why I wanted a guest so fucking bad. But here's the thing. Like I said, Luke brought all this equipment home. I'm not going to fucking just like not use it. I have to. Plus, do you know how many miles I walked in talking to you in my own apartment? It's got to be 3 or 4. I need one of those like Fitbits to see how many steps I took. I haven't stopped. I haven't sat down once. It's just been nonstop me just walking around, looking at things, just trying to come up with something to discuss. That's what I'll do. Hang on. This is a good idea. All right. This is how I'm going to pull Song of the Week. I'm just going to pull a random CD out. Beastie Boys, got it. All right. Beastie Boys, Paul Revere. Song of the Week, and that's for Treeman because he's here. And he's also a faggot. And besides that, Tree, you got anything else? Or are you good? Let's see. Oh, all the liquor stores we went to today or just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay. We hit up a lot of liquor stores today. Because I could go to one and I had to get changed because we got pizza. And maybe Brandon got a shooter. Maybe not, you know, but I had to get changed. So we had to walk the ringside because I don't even want to get into like Brandon's monetary minute because it's just a bitch. Even though Treeman was the one to drive me around last week, it was just a fucking, my bank is a pain in the buns. And I'm waiting on this goddamn tax refund. You know what sucks is like, it's already spent. I already know I'm buying curtains, I'm buying new glasses. I'll pay rent. Like it's already fucking spent. Like just, what the fuck happened? Like I used to get $2,700 back. Now I'm getting like 15. Like what the fuck, man? How did that just change? I don't make any more money. I made the exact same amount of money in the past like 2-3 years. Like what the fuck is the point? But we didn't go to the ARAB today. Yeah, wish we should have. Day's young. Yeah, this is an early podcast. See, normally if I do them around like 11-ish. This is 3. So like I've had a couple cold pops in me. And some Joe Peeps, so like I'm getting kind of sleepy. And a V-Ron's coming through later, and I gotta really motherfucking make sure I don't fall asleep, or else that'll be the end of that. Well, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I didn't just say that. I didn't mean it like that. Oh, fuck. I hate fucking censoring myself, man. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. This is the shortest fucking podcast ever. Fuck, it sucks. Nobody gives a fuck. Just fucking suck guys' dicks.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about 3 bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that Rob and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey
yourself clear. We stepped into the windy, had a gun, and had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect.
MCA
was with it.